tripped up, and that's going to bring a penalty call here, and the Badgers will get a quartz power play here late in period number three, looking to add to their three-goal advantage.
I feel sorry for the young man who got that call. I think it's Hunter Johannes who's going to go in. That spinorama, he just had his feet tied up with the Badger forward, and as a result, ends up tripping him, and it was not an intentional trip. It wasn't a stick trip. It's just you get your feet tied up, you get your feet tied up. That's all there is to it.
So Badgers power play that is officially 1-for-5 with 16 shots on goal through the first two periods. We'll now get a quartz power play here in period number three. They pull it back to the line. Kuhlemans reaches for it, keeps it in. Jugnot ties up his man, but he's going to get an interference call here.
Yep.
He didn't want to let a breakaway opportunity happen for Zach Ogie. And instead of playing the puck, he was in a bad spot. Yep. Had to shove him and get the penalty.
So we'll go back to 4-on-4. That didn't last very long, did it?
No, that was one of the briefest power plays you will see. Hard to get much shorter. Interference, the call. They say there are good penalties and there are bad penalties.
That one would be a good one.
Yeah, good, or at least on the borderline of good, because otherwise Zach Ogie would have had a breakaway the other direction.
Yeah, and I don't think Corson Kuhlemans could have caught him either.
So they face off in the Badgers zone. 1:52 to go on the tripping call to Lindenwood. And so it will be a very brief power play at the end of all this for the Tigers if all stands. Vorlicki in his own zone, spins around, sends it over to Kuhlemans through center ice. Kuhlemans backhand pass, D. St. Paul puts on the brakes, looking for some help, spins away from trouble along the far boards. Gets away from another stick check, gets it off to Kuhlemans. High in the slot, Kuhlemans brings it to the near board. Spinning around right to Vorlicki along the line. Watch closely. Vorlicki will play over to D. St. Paul. Lions coming up very aggressive and up high on this penalty kill. We're now in a 4-on-4 situation. Lions race it the other way. 2-on-0. They had a man, or 2-on-1. Had a man right camped out on the doorstep, but the centering pass broken up and denied as Kador Dunn was right there. Couldn't tap it home. And now a stoppage here at center ice with 5:58 to go in the third, and a penalty call coming on Lindenwood.
Yeah, it's going to be a hooking call. I'm not sure who the player was.
Lavelle, it leaves. Shane Lavelle is going to the box.
As there was a little skirmish along the near side boards, we couldn't see it very clearly, but the fact of the matter being is that he just stuck his stick up underneath the armpit of the young man and takes a two-minute minor for tripping. So it'll be a 4-on-3 power play. I can't do all the math.
Math is not required for us to get this gig, let me tell you that. How many times have you seen it, though, where Shane Lavelle was the one who had the puck and tried to make the pass out front and was denied, and when you have that frustrating moment when something doesn't work like that, those next few seconds where you pick up a power play because you're, or pick up a penalty, excuse me. Badgers control off the faceoff. Comes back to Kuhlemans, right underneath the Big Ten logo. He'll send it to the near side to Cruz Lucius, top of the circle. Lucius back to Kuhlemans. Has Stramel, gives it to him, fumbles it momentarily, gets it to Kuhlemans. He can't control the pass. Almost like he was looking ahead of him towards the net to shoot it and lost control of the puck. Lindenwood gets control of it. They'll wrist it all the way down the ice to the other end as Kiernan Rushinski gets some relief for the Lions.
Kuhlemans wanted to do something with it. He had his mind made up before the pass got to him.
And now Lucius brings it in over the line. Slams on the brakes. Stops along the near boards, walks into the top of the circle, fakes the shot, then lets it go. And Cruz Lucius has his second of the night. The Badgers lead it 4-0. He's got that little hesitation move with his shot to get you to commit, and then pulls the trigger, and it's hard to stop.
Yeah, and it's only about a 6-inch difference from when he has it on his stick to when he pulls it in just a little bit, and pow, it goes top shelf. I don't think I've ever seen him score one down low.
No, he likes to go up high. He went blocker side right over the shoulder of the netminder, Matt Ladd, and for Cruz Lucius, his second of the game, his team leading sixth of the season, and the Badgers have a 4-0 advantage, but not until we get some discussion from the officials first.
Yeah, so we'll go to 4-on-4 hockey now, because the initial penalty that caused the power play is the one that's eliminated.
Yep.
That was the previous one that went to...
We had this last night on the own goal situation in the Badgers where they had to sort out that it was technically a power play goal.
Correct.
For the Lions, and so the Badgers at least got a guy on the box at that time. So
Shane Lavelle was the guy in the penalty box for the hooking call.
And we skate on here. The Badgers on top, 4-0. Erdahl with a centering pass to Banto right up front. Banto from close range. He's denied. He put it right on the pads, and there he was again, staring face-to-face with the netminder, but couldn't lift this one and put it right into the pads of Matt Ladd. And Lucius will head back, Banto will head back to the box. Maybe he and Cruz Lucius could spend the night together hanging out and having dinner.
Yeah, maybe he should wear somebody else's gloves. Maybe that DNA, scoring DNA. So the Badgers now will be shorthanded for 8 seconds. So unfortunately, both the 12-second power play and now this power play will be recorded as an 0-for, 1-0-for, whatever.
Lindmark won the draw, however, so the Badgers were able to gain control of it. They brought it back outside the zone and dump it right back in, and now they're at full strength. Five skaters aside, 4:25 to go in the third. The Badgers leading it 4-0. Kept in at LeMaster, who pinched in along the near boards, chopped that by Horbach, and chopped that enough. He had his right hand extended, holding the Lions player and chopping with his stick. So pick your poison, a holding or a slashing call. Either way, they're going to get Horbach for the penalty.
Horbach, a little retaliation, because he got slammed pretty hard from behind right before that play. And when you're up 4-0 and protecting a shutout, you'd be in a situation where, at least from my perspective, that's a time when the young freshman lost his cool.
So faceoff back in the Badgers zone after the holding call with 4:16 to go. Badgers penalty kill unit, which has obviously been perfect tonight, and had, you could say, a perfect weekend other than the own goal power play tally last night. They've continued to play well the last five games or so. Along the near boards in the Badgers zone, Lindmark gets control of it, gets it off to Caulfield. He'll snap it back towards Lindmark, but it was through his skates, and it'll go back into the Lions zone. They regroup on the man advantage, trying to bring it out to center ice on the rush. Proti gets it out to center ice, and they'll bring it into the Badgers zone. Bouncing around in the slot, puck still loose. Finally, Mersch able to get his stick on it and wrist it all the way down the ice as the Badger captain gets some relief. His other three penalty killers will head off on the change while Dominic Mersch stays out there. Mersch delivers a nice hit in the offensive zone as it was being held on to just a little too long. Mersch said, you know what, Proti, I'm going to send you down to the ice, and did just that. Proti's pass then hits Mersch in the skate in the offensive zone. Proti has it back again. He'll play it off the far boards as Lindenwood sets up the power play that's halfway gone. Wrist shot goes over to the top of Mo's shoulder, off the boards, out to the blue line, held by Proti. He'll send it to the far side as they try to establish some offensive zone time and pressure here. Proti has it back inside the line. Long wrist shot hit his teammate camped out front in Allard. It'll go along the far side. Comes back to Proti inside the line. Feathers a pass to the near side, and a slap shot one-timer gets through the wickets of Jared Moe off the stick of Jack Anderson. A power play goal. The shutout is over for the Badgers. It's 4-1.
Well, interestingly enough, it was bound to happen. Let's put it that way. I think the Badgers have lost a little zip in their step. I don't know if they were just trying to delay it enough to get the game over with, but not a bad pass, but a difficult pass for the shooter to handle, and he ended up dinging it right off the bat.
Jack Anderson with his first collegiate goal, the freshman out of St. Louis, Missouri, who played for the El Paso Rhinos.
Yes, he
gets
did.
Gets the goal, put it between the pads of Jared Moe on the 22nd shot on goal of the evening for the visiting Lions. Badgers lead it 4-1, now 2:45 to go in the third. As you mentioned, you might lose a little enthusiasm, a little energy. You want to finish it strong, finish this one all the way when you've got so many good things that have happened here tonight.
Correct.
For Wisconsin. Don't want to leave with that bad taste in your mouth after all the good things. Lotch has it in his own zone below the goal line. It's a nice soft pass to Stramel. They'll break it out. Stramel's pass, though, is deflected. Badgers will have to control it. Snap one cross ice. Lucius chops at it out of the air. Cruz spins around his backhand, turns it over right up the middle. OG has it as he comes towards the middle on his backhand side. Brings it down low, gets it to the forehand. Save is made by Jared Moe on the sharp angle shot. Lotch strong on his stick and with the puck, gets it out to center ice. Through the neutral zone. He'll lob it deep and send it in the offensive zone. Lucius was looking for that cross-ice pass, slamming his stick down, calling for it, but it was dumped in, and then Cruz will head off on the change. A turnover as the Badgers get it. Jugnauth has it, roll off his stick. Stramo was there as well. He goes for the front of the net, but along the far boards, the Lions will get it out to center. Johannes brings it in over the line. Has the puck taken off his stick as he's knocked up against the boards. And we're going to have a penalty call with some action going on back behind the play right in front of Jared Moe.
Anthony Kerr made a good solid hit. It wasn't dirty. It was a good solid hit. And
Cage Sturzer, all 6 foot five of them,
took offense to that.
He did. Now he can have a couple minutes, or at least the final 140 here of the third period, to think about in the penalty box. And the Badgers get a chance to get that goal back here on the power play in the late minutes of the third period, which is 140 to go in a 4-1 game.
Do you have any idea who they might be trying to get a goal?
I have a fella in mind, but let's see if they can find a way to get Mr. Bantle is indeed out there. And the Badgers trying to, for only the second time this season, reach the five-goal mark, and for the first time on home ice. On October 21st, they did it against then-10th-ranked Minnesota Duluth, winning 5-2 in a series they swept on the road, trying to get five goals for the first time on home ice. Off the faceoff, squirts to the blue line, finds its way over to Lucius, top of the near circle. Lucius goes cross-ice, a one-timer and a bullet. You guessed it.
Yeah.
The drought is over. Bantle with a rocket, and the Badgers lead it 5-1. Good for you, young man.
Yeah. You notice how everybody on the ice went over and gave him a big hug? Because they realized that was the backbreaker.
I don't know you've ever seen a fifth goal in a 5-1 victory celebrated so much late in the third period as Bantle, who is grinning from ear to ear after a big pumping of the fist, hugs from his teammates, celebrating on the bench. The prodigal son has returned.
Yes.
He's got his first goal of the season, and the Badgers have a 5-1 lead. Kulovin's off the faceoff, controls it, plays it ahead to Stang. He'll wrist it into the offensive zone. Erdahl chops at it on the forecheck. Now 1:15 and counting in the third. Badgers just over a minute away from getting their fourth straight win and a series sweep for the second weekend in a row on home ice. Dunn will track it down and play it off the boards for the Lions. Too far for Lavelle. Vorlicki plays it off the back wall behind his net to Kulemans, who absorbs a hit but helps the puck along to Mersch. He'll play it off the wall at the center ice. Here comes Stang. He's got it all with him. Gets it to him. Zach with a wrist shot. A low one that whistled just below the glove and wide of Ladd's net. At center ice, knocked down by Stang out of the air. He'll hand it off to Lotch. Lotch at center ice will wrist it. Cross ice, it's gloved down by Ladd, but with Stramo right there, he'll have to hang on. And you can't see that replay enough, as they've been showing it here in the Kohl Center almost nonstop, of Bantle's rocket one-timer from the top of the far circle and that huge smile.
Do you want to see the irony of all of this? He wasn't in front of the net. They actually changed the power play, so he was the shooter on his forehand.
Looked like that was a good spot for him. He knew what he was doing. Nice pass and good shot. 37.6 on the clock. Stramel taking the faceoff for the Badgers. Tied up, scooped up by Malmquist. Malmquist will bring it back to the blue line. Puts on the brakes, loses control of the puck. It'll come over the line to center ice. Malmquist has it, tries to avoid a hit, but loses control of the puck as Anderson plays it to the far side. Off the boards and sent towards the Badger end. Picked off and sent right back into the line zone. Lucius going after it on the forecheck. Anderson tried to play it behind his net, couldn't do so. A turnover. Malmquist from the high slot looking for an opening as he dangles the puck on his stick. He loses control of it, goes to the far boards. The Lions will play it out to center ice. Played right in front of the team's benches. Finally, the Lions get it as the final seconds tick off the clock. The horn sounds. Stramel gets tied up a little bit. We'll have a little conversation with who else? Proti. But the horn sounds, ending a very good weekend for this Badger team. They extend their winning streak to four, make it two home ice series sweeps in a row, and just as important, they end the scoring drought for one Mr. Bantle, who's on the board with his first of the season after oh so many chances. Badger team to our right, all congratulating Jared Moe, who didn't get the shutout but did get the 5-1 victory here tonight as the two teams shake hands on the Bob Johnson Rink right down below us here inside the Kohl Center. So plenty of reasons to smile, Ian.
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. The only thing that I would be disappointed in is that they let the pace of the game slow down and use their skill levels. And when they get back into the Big Ten, it's going to be more of a track race than it is a little, you know, one-on-one battles aren't going to be won as easily because of the difference in the skill level.
Ah, you're such a coach. Come on,
yeah,
smile.
Well.
I mean, it's like Bull Durham and you're Kevin Costner and I'm Luke Lelouch saying, can I have the moment? And you're the moment's over, man. Michigan will be in 2 weeks. Tonight it's Lindenwood. Badgers win it 5-1. Our postgame show coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Save on your next appliance upgrade right now during the last 11% off in 2022. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We have the largest in-stock appliance selection to take home today at the lowest prices. Upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances. It's your last chance to get 11% off all of them. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers to our left, singing varsity in front of the student section, and now they'll jump up off the glass in their traditional celebration whenever they win on home ice, as they have done now 4 straight times. They win it by the score of 5-1 over Lindenwood. Our post-game show will have Ian's Everlight Solar player of the game, our energy moment of the game, our energizing performance of the game. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, have an interview with a player of the game, get you caught up on all the stats, the scores from around the college hockey world, and our calls of the game. Badgers win it 5-1 over Lindenwood. Our post-game show comes your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 4 above. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance of flurries. High temperatures reach up to 29. Lows dip down to about 19. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Sunny skies Monday with a high of 32. 35 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections, or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Back inside the Kohl Center, where it smiles all around for the Badgers, who win it by the score of 5-1 tonight over Lindenwood, completing the series sweep over the visiting Lions in the first ever meeting between these two teams. Lindenwood, a new to Division I program this season, and the Badgers get the sweep on home ice, their fourth straight victory. Good news for the Badgers indeed, and that brings us now to check in with Ian for our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have tonight, Ian?
Well, it wasn't as glamorous as Bantle's goals, but Cruz yeah. Lucius can find the back of the net with the best of them. He had two goals and two assists, and even though they listed the one as a power play goal, which really wasn't because there was a one-second differential, I don't care. If you're a freshman and you get that many opportunities and you pick up 4 points out of a possible five, you're in having a whale of a game. So the player of the game goes to the freshman, Cruz Lucius, with two goals and two assists.
He showed something with his two goals and a shot that we saw last night with Kuhlman, in that patience, in the being able to shot. He fakes the shot. He's not feeling pressured or rushed. He scored a goal or two in his day, that's for sure.
The one thing that kind of scares me about that is that it was a very passive defensive coverage. Mm-hmm. And against Big Ten teams, which are bigger, stronger, faster, I shouldn't say bigger, stronger and faster, probably more skilled than Lindenwood will be or was. I guess you get in a situation where I don't know if he's going to have the time to have that patience in the near future.
Sure, but he gets a couple of goals and a couple of assists, and the Badgers get the 5-1 victory. Cruz Lucius, our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, we also have our Energizing Performance of the Game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And now, I've only done this a couple of times to you in our time together, where I have said, if you don't pick a certain thing as your play of the game, or in this case, your Energizing Performance of the Game, I will climb over this table and show you what an old school hockey fight looks like. I am saying that to you now. What is your Energizing Performance play?
Well, I'm thinking that number 21 might be the guy that we're all talking about.
Hallelujah.
That being Carson Bantle with his first goal of the season, despite 9,000 shots in the previous 10 games or whatever he's had. But no, it was just such a pleasure to see, and you could tell that there were 19 other players sitting on the bench and the coaching staff who were so happy to see him finally pull the trigger and be rewarded for it. But amazingly enough, you talk about the delay factor with the pass from Cruz Lucius. The total power play was changed so that he would get the shot. Mm-hmm. And he did get the shot, and he was successful. So maybe it's better to have him outside than standing inside. But
sounds like good coaching.
Carson Bantle, play of the game, or energizing play of the game, you could just see the relief as it was dripping off of him after he scored the goal, and the jubilation that everybody on the team had for him.
Well, I'm happy to report there aren't many times that Ian and I are of the same mindset. This is definitely one of them, though, as Mr. Bantle gets the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you thanks to his first goal of the season. It caps a 5-1 victory for the Badgers. Our post-game show will continue here from the Kohl Center. We'll check in with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and speak with one of the winning Badger players as well and get you caught up what happened around the college hockey world and have the calls of the game, which I have a feeling Mr. Bantle's goal will fit in there as well. 5-1, the Badgers win it. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside the Kohl Center, where most everybody is cleared out other than a big celebration in the Badger locker room right now. They were 5-1 winners tonight over Lindenwood. The question is, does he buy dinner tonight, that being Carson Bantle, or do you buy him dinner in this case?
He's from Onalaska. He can buy it. He can afford it.
Okay, all right. Well, no comment needed there.
Nope.
5-1, the Badgers win. Looking at some of the stats from the game tonight, going down the scoring summary. It was Owen Lindmark in the first period. A shorthanded tally at the 13-14 mark got the Badgers on the board, the assist going to Horbach. Then it was Cruz Lucius in period number two, a power play tally, his first of the evening at the 4:38 mark. Well, is that the one they've listed as the power play goal that technically was not just after it ended? But that gave the Badgers a 2-0 lead. They had had it to the advantage, made it 3-0 still in the second. This indeed was a power play goal going to Corson Kuhlemans, and the Badgers were up by 3 after 2 periods. In the third, it was Cruz Lucius again. This one was indeed a power play goal at the 5:13 mark, his 6th goal of the season, and the Badgers were on top and cruising at 4-0. Then late in the third period at the 2:54 mark, an even strength goal from Jack Anderson ended the shutout for Jared Moen, made it 4-1. But then the big smiles and sigh of relief and the celebration and the confetti that was dropped down from the rafters as Carson Bantle gets his first goal of the year, a power play goal, and it was a pretty one at that. You wanted a fluky bouncing off something, but it was a beautiful looking goal for Bantle, made it 5-1, and that was the final. For shots on goal for the evening, the Badgers with 46, Lindenwood with 23 saves for the night, Jared Moe with 22, and for Matt Ladd at the other end, it was 42 saves for the Lions netminder. Badgers were better on the faceoff dot again tonight as they were last night, winning 35 out of 20. Power plays for the evening, they got the Badgers listed at 4-for-9, but we believe that's actually 3-for-9 since that one from Cruz wasn't counting. But the penalty kill unit was perfect for the Badgers tonight, 7-for-7 officially. They go down on 9 penalties for 18 minutes for the Lions, 7-for-14 for the Badgers. They win it by the score of 5-to-1. We'll be joined by Badgers head coach Tony Granato, have our player of the game when we return, and get you the calls of the game when we return here to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 4 above. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance of flurries. High temperatures reach up to 29. Lows dip down to about 19. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Sunny skies Monday with a high of 32. 35 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM, The Shaw, and WAUK 540 AM.
Badgers win it tonight by 5-1 count over Lindenwood, sweeping the weekend series against the Lions and making it 4 straight victories for the Badgers, who are now 6-8 on the season. Lots of goals for the Badgers for the first time on home ice this season. They score 5 goals, so we've got plenty to bring you in our calls of the game. Horbach, a turnover, gets it to Lindmark, right up front, a backhander, and he scores! There's the shorthanded combo connecting, and the Badgers get the goal, a shorthanded tally. They lead it 1-0. And a centering pass hops right over the stick of Horbach, and here comes a chance for a 2-on-1 for the Lions. Johannes got a man with him, lets the wrist shot go. Mo makes the save. Rebound was loose momentarily, but Jared gets the glove right down on top of it before Andy Willis or anybody else in a Lindenwood sweater can get there. Now Erdahl on his forehand slides it down to Stramo behind the net. Little backhand pass will come to Lucius up top. Top of the near circle. Let's the wrist shot go, and he finds the back of the net. Cruz Lucius. The Badgers lead it 2-0 on a power play goal. Gets it over to Lucius, top of the near circle, drags it towards the middle, lost control of it. Jugnauth regains it, gets it over to Kuhlemans. Now to Lucius right up top. Fakes the shot. Kuhlemans on a one-timer. He scores! 3-0 Badgers. Corson Kuhlemans does the honors. The Badgers get a power play goal. Caulfield in over the line, tried to cut to the net. Spin around, get it on his forehand side, looking for somebody late. Has Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans with it. A centering pass all alone out front. Oh, no! And Bento!
Carson Kuhlemans. Carson Bento missed a wide open net.
Oh, my goodness. Bento had nothing but cage, and he lifted it like it was a shovel and put it straight up into the stands. Now Lucius brings it in over the line. Slams on the brakes. Stops along the near boards, walks into the top of the circle, fakes the shot, then lets it go. And Cruz Lucius has his second of the night. The Badgers lead it 4-0. Off the faceoff, squirts to the blue line, finds its way over to Lucius, top of the near circle. Lucius goes cross ice, a one-timer and a bullet. You guessed it.
Yeah.
The drought is over. Bantle with a rocket, and the Badgers lead it 5-1. Good for you, young man. Nice to have lots of highlights to play, isn't it, Ian? Yes. Listen to all that celebrating.
It beats the doing the out-of-town scoreboard just to see how everybody else did.
The horn has never been so busy here at the Kohl Center, at least this season.
And to end it that way, everybody in the building knew that Carson Bantle was struggling and offensively, and for him to get the final goal with less than a minute left or a minute and a half left in the period, it was one of those things where you could just hear the sigh of relief coming out from underneath of everyone on the Badger hockey team, because he knew he struggled so badly. But fact of the matter being is he was the highlight, and it's a better way to end the season or end the weekend with a 5-1 victory than it is to be hanging your head.
Badgers win it by the score of 5-1. When we return, we'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and much more on the postgame show. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Upgrade your space and maximize storage during the last 11% off in 2022. Designer's Image Closet Solutions are great for hanging clothes and storing accessories in closets or entryways. They offer a variety of stylish products and closet solutions that fit any need, taste, and budget. It's your last chance to get 11% off all Designer's Image Closets now at Menards. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back inside the Kohl Center where the Badgers beat Lindenwood by the score of 5-1. And with perfect timing, I believe we have Badgers head coach Tony Granato down below. Coach, can you hear us all right?
I can. Hi, Rabbi.
Congratulations on the victory. I assume an extended celebration in the locker room, not only for the victory, but for one of the players who had a grin from ear to ear on the most important fifth goal of a 5-1 win, and maybe ever.
I've never seen a good hockey player that get as many chances at the start of a season, and I don't know how they. It seemed like there was something in front of the net. He had so many point blankers, you know, to start the year, and nothing went in for Vance. And finally tonight, he was able to get one late in the game. So it was a meaningful goal from that standpoint. So he wasn't on that power play unit. I thought Lucius, having two goals, should be out there to try to get his third. And if you get Vance out there, and you know, fortunately, Luce was able to find him, and Vance teed one up. And then the guys were giving me a lot of grief, saying we have him in the wrong spot. If we put him on the blanker spot.
That was my exact comment.
Yeah, good for you, Ian. We got him in the wrong spot. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, Ian was wondering if maybe you had moved him over there just to give him that opportunity. And he looked like a natural from that spot. It was a great shot.
Well, less thinking. He's up around the net. I mean, he gets a breakaway or before that. It looked like he had his hands handcuffed and didn't even get a shot off. He was so nervous on the breakaway. So I think just putting him over there and, you know, you're going to stand over there and be ready to tee one up. And he was. And it was nice to see that one go on the net. And you could see the celebration on the bench, how happy the guys were. Because Vance is, he's a worker. He's a great teammate. Everybody knows, how much he cares and how much he wants to contribute. And it's been a frustrating year for him offensively, even though he's played great hockey. And sometimes when you're a goal scorer and you're a great player and things don't go well, you cheat the game and you cheat your team and you try to do everything you can just to try to get on the score sheet. He hasn't done that. He's played great defensively. He's won his puck battles. You can see his dominance in the offensive zone and taking hits to make plays and keep the puck alive for us with his work ethic. So it was good to see him get a goal tonight.
You talked before both games, each of these two nights, about the importance of getting the puck in and really not just dumping it in, but going and getting it a number of times as your team did. How did you like the energy and the way your team got it in and went to work on their defensemen?
I mean, I loved it from start to finish. I don't think there was any significant part of the game where we didn't feel like we were in control. So, I mean, that, you know, if they made some plays or made a play to get us on our heels for a second, the next line or somebody else on the ice at that time, you know, neutralized that really quick with our winning puck battles, with the winning races, with our, you know, pursuit of the puck, just with our competitiveness. So that part was really good all weekend. It was probably our best 60 minutes back-to-back. And then you look back to last weekend, that was a heck of a weekend as well. So we played two teams that were supposed to beat the last two weekends, but they were different situations in each and every game that we were challenged with. You know, either a great goaltending or a team that was blocking a ton of shots or one of those games where things weren't bouncing our way. And we found ways to battle through it and stay with, the consistent part of our game plan, which you talked about a second ago, is just making good decisions with the puck and establishing a forecheck. And that seemed like that we had great energy both nights. Really good back-to-back weekends.
I'm going to say our streak keeps going, by the way, technically, because we talked last night, you predicted somebody that would score a goal, and Jugnauth who got the game winner. Tonight you said Bantle would be the guy that was the obvious one to get going. So let's see if we can keep this streak going, and now it probably just adds to the confidence and the excitement of these guys going into the Thanksgiving break, and even a little more reason to be thankful before you return to Big Ten action in a couple of weeks with Michigan coming to town.
For sure, and you know, Maddie would be the one I would say next that's got to get off the snide. I think his you know, he's getting a little frustrated too. The movement we've had on the power play, we did get, I think we should have got four power play goals. I think they only gave us credit for three tonight because we got one right at as the guy was getting out of the box. But the power play was great. Maddie and Brock and Bantle and that unit up front, you know, have had a ton of chances. They scored a couple big goals for us last night. So, you know, eventually Maddie's got to start, you know, finding the back of the net or it'll go in for him. And so I think he'll be the next one to hopefully break out.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Get your tickets to come on out for the Michigan series because Matthew DeSantis will have a big weekend against the Wolverines. Coach, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win and have a happy Thanksgiving
to
you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too, and everybody listening as well. Thanks, guys.
You bet. That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. His team wins at 5-1 tonight. When we return, we'll have our player of the game. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Smile I've ever seen from a guy getting the fifth goal in a 5-1 win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, locker room, it was great after. We were all super excited just, you know, for the win. And also, I think that's a big one for him to, you know, get off his chest. And I, you know, I think, like I said before, it's going to come in bunches for him. So, you know, obviously we're excited about the win, but, you know, super excited for him too.
What in these two games, and especially here tonight, impressed you or pleased you the most about your team's performance and the way you guys played against the Lindenwood Lions?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, goes into us playing our game. I think, you know, today especially we used a lot of our skill. You know, we didn't force too many plays. You know, we held on the puck a lot. You know, we just kind of stuck to our game, and I think that's where we play our best. So power play was also great. I think that's such a big factor in the game. I think we had four power play goals, so.
Did you, this is Ian Perrin, by the way, just as a matter of fact, did you teach Charlie Stramel how to stand like the Statue of Liberty? Because all of a sudden he's in front of the net and he just pulls himself in and his stick is tucked up against his chest.
Yeah.
And from our vantage point, there was only one place to go, and that was top shelf on the left-hand side. And I was just laughing at Stramo was like, please don't hit me, put it in the net. Don't hit me, put it in the net.
Yeah, I think that's actually funny. A little bit in the earlier, I think first period, I got him once, and I think I got him in the second. So I told him, I said, hey, my bad, I'm gonna pick corners here. But, I mean, obviously, if you look at his screens, they're unbelievable. I mean, he's the best net front guy. You know, he's a guy that, you know, you want on the power play, you want right in front of the net. And he also is, you know, great at tipping pucks, so... I mean, he's all-around threat right there. So.
It was humorous from our vantage point.
Yeah,
it was
humorous. When on my second one, I mean, I don't think the goalie didn't even see it. I had the whole left side of the net open.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that was all him. So
for the second straight weekend, Cruz, you're playing a team that was very good at blocking shots. Can be very frustrating for a team when you're pumping 50-plus shots like last night and over 40 again tonight, and yet they're still blocking into high double digits of shots. What is key when you're facing a team like that and being able to get the puck through to the net? Because we saw on one or maybe both of your goals where there was even a little fake or a hesitation to kind of get some movement from the goaltender or the shot blockers so that you could find that opening.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, something that going into the week we really practice on. You know, you don't want to force any shots, but, you know, if you can make a move, whether it's a toe drag or, you know, trying to pull it around the D, that's, you know, that's, there's not from this level and, you know, going on, there's, everyone wants to block shots, everyone wants to win, and, you know, they're going to pay a price. But, you know, I think we got to, like I said, use our skill, get around them and, you know, shoot the puck. And there's, like we had today, guys screening the net, so.
Four in a row, a weekend sweep here. Make that Thanksgiving dinner a little more exciting and a little more fun coming up for you guys on this break?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's that was our main goal, was to go 4-0. So we stuck to that, and, you know, just super excited that we accomplished that, and, you know, super excited that, you know, we have that going on a Thanksgiving break and then going on for Michigan. So
Cruz, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the goals and the victory and the sweep here this weekend.
Thank you for your guys' time. Appreciate it.
That's Badgers freshman forward Cruz Lucius. A couple of goals tonight, and the Badgers win it by the score of 5-1. Our post-game show continues here from the Kohl Center. 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Back inside the Kohl Center for one final time, where the Badgers have defeated Lindenwood by the score of 5-1. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Fun interviews, too. Not only fun highlights, but fun interviews when everybody's smiling and got good things to talk about, Ian.
Yeah, when your demeanor is right up there where it's supposed to be in college hockey, it makes for and good entertainment and enjoyable entertainment.
Check some scores from around the college hockey world. Let's start in Big Ten play. There were two conference matchups already going on tonight. There was one series that had already concluded, that being Minnesota and Michigan, where the Gophers had swept in Ann Arbor on a Thursday-Friday series. Notre Dame shuts out Ohio State tonight by the score of 1-0. And Michigan State, a 7-3 victory over Penn State as those teams split their series. So you look at the up-to-date Big Ten standings now. Minnesota in first with 18 points. Michigan State second with 17 points. Penn State third with 16, and Ohio State fourth with 12. All of those teams have played eight games so far in conference play, as has Notre Dame, while Michigan and the Badgers have played just six games so far in conference play. And those two teams will match up here at the Kohl Center in 2 weeks. Should be a fun series. Lots of talent on the ice. High draft choices on both squads, and Michigan a preseason favorite and high ranking. They come in high flying if, Ian, they're all healthy. They had six players that were out this week due to illness.
Exactly. If the bug doesn't bite them, hopefully the Badgers do.
They had to have their third string goalie suit up as a forward this weekend due to all the illnesses. Out east in Atlantic hockey, Air Force and American International skates to a 3-3 tie. American International wins the shootout. Mercyhurst 4-1 over Holy Cross. Bentley falls to Army by the score of 5-2. Ferris State 4-1 better than Bowling Green, while Minnesota State knocks off Northern Michigan 4-1 in CCHA play. And Michigan Tech 4-3, a winner over St. Thomas. In the ACAC, Cornell 5-1 over Brown. Colgate 8-1 better than Yale. And Quinnipiac knocks off Princeton by the score of 4-1. Hockey East play, it was number 3 UMass Lowell falling to number 7 Connecticut by the score of 4-2. Those teams splitting that series. And Boston University, a 4-3 victory over Northeastern in overtime. Vermont knocked off by Providence in OT as well by the score of 4-3. In NCHC conference action, number 4 St. Cloud State, a 5-0 win over Colorado College in Colorado Springs. And Minnesota Duluth loses to number 14 Western Michigan by the score of 5-3. Number 19 North Dakota loses to Miami of Ohio by the score of 4-3. And in non-conference play, Clarkson 5-3 over Arizona State, and RIT and Alaska Fairbanks skate to a 3-3 tie. One other college hockey score, a big showdown next door at LeBron Arena. A two-game series started this afternoon between number 1 Minnesota and the third-ranked Badger women's team. They skated to a 3-3 tie through overtime. The Gophers get the extra point, winning the shootout. Game 2 of that series wraps up tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. You can catch Brian Posick back on the call for that game, and a great matchup and a great rival between the Badgers and the Gophers. Big Ten football action. The Freedom Trophy will stay in Madison. The Badgers beat Nebraska by the odd score of 15-14. The Badgers trailed 14-3 in this one in the fourth quarter. They improved to 6-5 on the season. They're bowl eligible yet again. They're 4-4 in conference play. Graham Mertz with a QB sneak for a game-winning touchdown with less than a minute to play on a day when it was difficult to throw the ball. The Badgers had two running backs, Ches Malusi and Braylon Allen, rushed for nearly 100 yards apiece, and the Badgers under Jim Leonard get the 15-14 victory. And in Badger volleyball play, they won yesterday. Oh, I didn't check the score to update on that one. They were playing number 4 Penn State. The Badgers looking to clinch, or at least stay on top of the Big Ten standings with just another weekend left to play in conference play. Our final here was 5-1. And Ian, what are your holiday plans? You're going to celebrate this one and rewatch the re-listen to our broadcast, right? Besides that, with the family,
I'll have to work.
We'll have to work. All right, well, happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a good holiday.
Yes, it's my second Thanksgiving, because I celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving in October.
Nice.
So now I get to double dip.
That's nice. So you'll get a double dip of holiday fun with the family. The Badgers will, as well, as they get a break before returning to conference play against Michigan. They get the 5-1 win tonight to sweep the series. We thank you for joining us for this broadcast, and we hope you'll be back with us again in 2 weeks when the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines in a Big Ten Conference Series December 2nd. And third, right here at the Kohl Center. Friday pregame on the 2nd, 6:30. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. for Ian and our producer Steve and our entire team in our Learfield studios back in Jefferson City, Missouri. This is Rob Vogel wishing you a great night. We hope you all have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Good night from the Kohl Center. The Badgers win it by 5-1 count. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From the home Dueling of NASCAR's with Dick Tribble, Bryan, locally really grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.